Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we are going to just bring to an end this little series of beginnings, because we're going to consider, after such a beautiful start, a wonderful creation that God had made, creating man, creating woman, setting the scene for a life of genuine bliss and just enjoying God, enjoying each other. Everything's looking fantastic. But chapter 3 shows us that not too far after all of this wonderful thing had started, there's going to be catastrophe. Man is going to fall. Man is going to disobey God, enter into rebellion, and things are going to just fall apart. What's going on? Well, there's a number of things that we need to bear in mind. First of all, that God had given Adam and Eve massive freedom. There was so much that they could do, but they were told very clearly that there were trees that they should not eat of. And these were very few in number. We're talking about vast numbers of trees that they could eat the fruit of. There was so much freedom, so much blessing. But they were warned, look, here is an area that's a no-go area for you. Make sure that you don't do anything wrong here. And what the devil does is question and undermine, or tries to, what God has said. The devil comes along and says to the woman, surely when God said you die if you eat of this particular tree, this particular fruit, the tree of good and evil, he didn't mean that, did he? He's not that sort of God. He's not that harsh. He's not cruel. And the devil tries to say, you're not going to die, it's not a problem. And in fact, you'll benefit, you'll perceive and know good and evil on a scale that you've never known it. And the Bible says in verse 6, Genesis 3, the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good, pleasing to the eye, desirable for gaining wisdom. And so she takes some and eats it. It's just a slippery slope. Yeah, she looks at the tree, she looks at the fruit, she sees how good it is, she sees how pleasing to the eye. All of her senses are aroused, and she's thinking, and it's going to benefit me. I will eat it. But then, of course, she gives some to her husband, and he also eats it. Now, he knew what was going on. He cannot make a fuss. He cannot say, I had no idea what she was offering me. He knew what she was offering. But in that moment, he was seduced, and he found that he was disobeying God as well as Eve. What we notice immediately, they begin to be aware of their nakedness. What had not been an issue, what had not been a problem, suddenly becomes a problem. You see, immediately they rebel against God. Instead of just love and purity, suddenly lust and uncleanness, selfish desire. It's all going to start to grow, and it's all going to, as it were, be like a weed that overruns and eats up everything. And the Lord comes to visit man and woman, and as the Lord comes, he says, where are you? They'd hid themselves. They knew they were in guilt. They knew they were wrong. And basically, God confronts them with their sin. And he knows the devil has tempted them, but he also knows that they've given in to that temptation. There is cursing. They're kicked out of the garden. The devil is cursed. The promise is actually dropped in wonderfully, that a day will come when the devil will be defeated, because God will send a second Adam who will not give in to temptation, who will not sin, and who will live righteously. But chapter 3 is a pretty sad chapter in the history of man. The light that Jesus is going to come and deal with sin is a spark of light in the midst of a lot of gloom. We need to look to Jesus so much to come out of the mess that our sin has created. We must pause for worship. My good friend Patrick will join me. We'll reflect a little bit more on the fall of man as described in Genesis chapter 3.
What a friend I found. He is faithful and true. What a friend I found. He has never let me down.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to talk to Richard further about these verses from Genesis chapter 3. The fall of man, Richard, as you say, quite a rather sombre passage in many ways. But firstly, are we talking here about a literal tree, a literal apple, or is this a figure of speech meaning really something else?
Well, Christians do have slightly different views on this. I personally believe that this is a description of an incident that happened, that there was a garden, there were trees in the garden, and that there was a restricted area, and Eve took some fruit from the restricted area and offered it.
Mm.
So I see it as it is.
Right. So Eve was tempted, and we can see, you know, this is the first incident of temptation that we see in the Bible, if you like. Are there parallels today with how the serpent tempted Eve, with how the devil would tempt us today?
Well, definitely, because that's where, if you take the view that this is a literal event, this is what he was tempted with, what she was tempted with, of course, from that comes many, many other illustrations. What it's really about, and again, this is the important thing, it's not so much about apples, it's about God saying, I want you to do this, and I don't want you to do that.
Mm.
And when we rebel and say, why can't I do what I want to do? Well, why do I get this restriction? That's when we all experience. So we may not have eaten any apples, but we're all guilty of rebelling and wanting to do what we want to do instead of wanting to do what God wants to do.
Mm. You made the point in verse 7 where they realised they were naked. And this is a contrast, isn't it, to the last verse of the previous chapter where they didn't realise they were naked. And we talked last time about that sense of innocence and purity. And that is suddenly lost.
Yes, it is. And it's so quick, as you say, suddenly, that what seemed no problem suddenly became a big issue, a big problem. And that's what sin does. That's what happens when we rebel against God.
Mm. You mentioned also the fact that there is a passage here that looks ahead as a prophecy and sees does see a final victory in all of this. Can you just unpack for us those verses and what they mean?
Yes. I mean, God, as he comes into the garden, he will address Adam and Eve. They have sinned, they've rebelled. But God is not unaware of the work of the serpent. And if you like, the doctrine of demonology and how the devil came about and how he was thrown out of heaven and thrown onto the earth. And the fact that the serpent is a very sort of common expression of satanic activity.
Mm.
But God is simply saying, Satan, you're not going to get away with this.
Mm. This is verse 14.
This is verse 14.
Mm.
Jesus is talking to Satan, the serpent. You're not going to get away with this. You think you've won, but you haven't, because I will be sending someone born of a woman, Jesus, even his own son. He will come. He will obey me 100%. He will die, but you will be crushed. You will not win.
Interesting end to the programme, as we see just a positive note coming out of a rather grim, in other ways, aspect of the Bible. Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.